Racing today at Benalla. It is Euroa Cup Day. Mark and Levi Kavanagh sending a couple to Benalla today. And Levi's been good enough to join us this morning. Levi, good morning.
Morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Sending a couple there today, first of which is in the opening event. Fly On By is heading out after a run at Sale there on Cup Day. A bit of form intertwining with the first race at Ararat through that that out-of-isolation race. What are we expecting from Fly On By here at start number four?
Yeah, Fly On By has been good this preparation. He's ran three-thirds. He's not that we think he's a bit of a bridesmaid, but he's still learning his craft. So he's been making a few errors on the way. And look, even the other day, he probably could have won the race. He got in front and floated around a bit. So we've added the gear change of blinkers on. He's worked with them during the week, and we think that's sort of going to give him enough to sharpen him up and hopefully get his maiden out of the way.
Rebel Racer is going around in the feature event, the Euroa Cup, the Benchmark 70. Comes through a pretty solid race at Caulfield behind Durston.
He did, yeah. Look, he's probably ideally looking for a bit further as well, but he's stepping back in grade. He's been his last few starts have been in the city, so we wanted to drop him back, keep him at the 2,000 metres. It was a strong performance the other day. They just sort of quickened on the line and beat him. He was a bit one pace. But, yeah, I think he'll be well suited here today.
Had a couple of runners go around through the Flemington Carnival. Serides was able to run a placing in the Red Roses on Thursday. How's she come through that run?
Yeah, she's come through really well. She just had a bit more weight than the other fillies on the day, and we probably had to use her up a little bit to take a gap and rather than risk being stuck back in the field. And she just sort of found on the line. But, look, it was a great run. She's had a good preparation, winning a Group 3 and placing as well in a Group 3. So the owners are happy. She'll go to the paddock now for a bit of a spell and probably come back late in the year or early in the new year. But, she's going fantastic.
Best of your two going to the races today, Levi.
Thanks a lot today.
Cheers. Thanks, Levi Kavanagh there with his thoughts on his two runners heading to Benalla, and also how Serides has pulled up after a run down the straight on Oaks Day. Trav Noonan has been through all the form for Benalla. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan.
Good four is the track rating for Benalla today, Euroa Cup Day. We get it underway with a three-year-old maiden over 1,112 metres with the scratchings of runners 8 and 9. And Levi's first runner for the day is the favourite. Fly On By, $2.40. Choco Rock at $4.20. Wine From Tears, $8.50. 9 Battle Talent. Tokanoo Drift at $10. $11 Keep the Coin. And Typhoon Netta at $11 chance. How do we get Euroa Cup Day off to a winning start, Trav?
Yeah, I think it's with Choco Rock. I was really taken by this horse's jump out recently at Mornington. He beat a horse called Guardian Spirit in that jump out, who came out and won yesterday quite impressively in a maiden at Geelong. He just seems to have come back a very much more finished product, this horse, Choco Rock, and I'm happy to put him on top. There was support for him at his debut performance when he sort of failed. But yeah, the jump outs this preparation suggest he can get us off to a winner in the first, Choco Rock. Have to respect the Mark and Levi Kavanagh train galloper Flying By. He has sort of just been knocking on the door this preparation, but the blinkers going on for the first time, obviously a big gear change, and he's sort of down on class. Six Tokaloo Drift made his debut on a heavy 10, and so he definitely forgive that. His jump outs and trials leading in were pretty good on dry tracks, and One Battle Talent was good on debut. 2-3-6-1 in the opener.
Race number two is the Royal Hotel Benalla Maiden over the 1,212 metres. 11 and 12 come out of this second event on the card. 11 and 13, I beg your pardon, come out of this second event on the card. The TAB fixed odds favourite, Rhythm Is a Dancer, on debut for the Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr. team, $3.70. Just ahead of Don't Doubt Hitchy at $3.80. $4.20, She's Original, All Spare, $6.50. Gungalingi at $11 with Forest Diamond and Road to Eminus at $17.
Yeah, happy to be with John McArdle again here with Don't Doubt Hinchy. I thought this was a really good first-up run at Ballarat over 1,000 metres when just got too far out of its ground. Settled last there and was sort of doing its best work over the final 200 metres. Beaten six lengths by Ravaged Award, but I think the margin probably a little bit unfair. I got her on top here of the four, Rhythm as a Dancer, who's jumped out reasonably well from the price from Kent Stable. You obviously have to respect them when they have a horse in the market on debut. Five All Spares, probably next best. Also comes through that Ravaged Award race, where she didn't get a heap of luck from Barrier 1. Will be improved for the run there, and 10 to Forest Diamond, the debutante, maybe next best. 9, 4, 5, 10 in the second.
9, 4, 5, 10 in race number 2 on the program. Race number 3, the Benalla Timber Products Maiden. 1,412 metres is the distance here for the third. 7, 10, 14, 15 come out. Put Joe Bowditch on to runner number 9. And Batiglia is the favourite here for Brett Scott and Will Gordon at $3.80. I Donlin at $4.20, single tail at $4.20, still a $4.40, 16 months of magic, Super Ronlo at $17, White Hart Express 19.
Yeah, I'm wondering who's going to pick up the ride here on the 8, I Donlin, but I was really sort of taken with his performance last time at Mornington. He was up on top of the speed, had to work early at a pretty strong maiden behind Fashion Avenue and Miyazaki, sort of just gassed out a bit late, but I think he'll be improved second up, getting to this trip, and the blinkers going on. Trent Besutton and Natalie Young have a very good record when they travel horses to Benalla, and I think he can get the job done here, the 8 Edolan, but yeah, just wondering who sort of picks up the ride. 11 single tail I thought was good first up at Echuca, charged home from last there. She looks a filly who's going to get out over a bit of journey, out of as a Bill mare, certainly one of the key contenders. 3 months of magic, did not have a lot of luck at all first up. It can improve on that performance. And then next best is the 1, Batagula, who's going well. 8, 11, 3 and 1.
8, 11, 3 and 1 in race number 3. Madison Lloyd has picked up the ride on Idonlin there, Trav, in race number 3. On to race number 4, the Steph Ryan Handicap. It's a 58 over the 1,412 metres. 2 and 3 come out of this. Dreamwaker and Hard Squeeze, equal favourites at $4.20 each. Great Bay at $6, Quahati at $6, along with Perfect War, and Dallas Cowgirl, a $6.50 chance, Slice Sloth at $9. So Dreamwaker for T.O. Nugent and the McPherson Stable, equal favourites with Hard Squeeze, representing the Griffiths de Kock team. Who are we with here, Trav, in the fourth?
Well, this is about as tough as they get for a 0 to 58. I think you can make a case for every runner in the race, but went with the 6 Dreamwaker, who's coming off a reasonable performance last time at Echuca behind Red Red Wine and Hendrika in a benchmark 58, now drops back to 0 to 58 grade. Gets T.O. Nugent, who no doubt will be high on confidence after a great ride in the Melbourne Cup when running fourth. And yeah, happy to put it on top from the 8, Perfect War, who was disappointing last start, but the 2 starts prior were very good at Donald and Swan Hill, and placing third and the win at Swan Hill when coming from a long way back and starting 100-1. If it bring that form, it'd be very competitive. 4 Dallas Cowgirls been slightly disappointing its last couple of starts, but did trial well leading into the first up run. And then 7 Hard Squeeze, who's jumped out well in preparation for this. 6, 8, 4, 7, but nothing would really shock in that, Brendan.
Race number 5, second leg of the quaddie, the King King Thoroughbreds. It's a rating 58 over the 1,612. 4 Wadima's Girl, 8 International Gem are the scratchings here from the second leg of the quaddie. Elope to Vegas, $2.90. Ben Jeremy at $3.20. Reggae Rock, $3.40. She Won't Leave, $7.950. Lavrovsky and out to $19. Royal Monsoon and Miss Warney, a $34 chance.
Yeah, happy with Elope to Vegas, who's had his sort of 2 first up runs at 1,400 metres with the 4 kilo claiming apprentices, and now gets the senior jockey and Joe Bowditch on board and gets out to sort of his more favourable trip of 1,600 metres. His form last campaign, he was very good in a race over the Swan Hill Carnival and a couple races at Albury at sort of a decent level, and I think he's well placed here, the 1 Elope to Vegas, to get back into the winner's stall. 2 Reggae Rock would appreciate probably a little bit more give out of the track, but geez, racing well for Reese Archer. Last start, he was pretty competitive last time in a reasonable benchmark 58 at Kilmore. Only has to hold that form to be right in the finish here. 7 Ben Jamery was good last start at Wagga. Makes the trip here for Wodonga and has to be in the numbers. And then 3 Royal Monsoon. I think he can be the big improver back to a track he's had race well at the past. 1, 2, 7, 3.
1, 2, 7, and 3 in race number 5. On to race number 6 on the program. This is the feature event, the McDonald Euroa Cup. Benchmark 70, 2,046 metres the distance. Rebel Racer, $3.40. Alloway, it's $5, along with Secret Way. Guns Are Blazing at $6, $8.50. Cinema, Written Advice, $9. Orong Road, 10, entitled Princess, 11. Kobe Princess is the roughie at $26. Who are we playing in the feature, Trav?
Yeah, I think Levi Kavanagh sounded pretty confident when he was talking to you a little bit earlier that Rebel Racer will get back into the winner's stall. And, gee, I just think he looks exceptionally well-placed here. That race he comes out of at Caulfield on sort of 1,000 Guineas Day behind Durst and Man K and Alcyone. It's just a terrific form line for a race at Benalla, a benchmark 70, and I think he's only got to improve fitness-wise from that run. He should take up a spot on top of the lead, and I'm surprised he's not shorter. I could get him much shorter than sort of the 350 on offer. Happy to be with him, the 2 Rebel Racer. To beat the 3 Alloway, who is a winner at this track and distance, his lone win, and does have a second on the CV behind Explosive Jack in a Tasmanian Derby. Forget the run last time at Kyneton when perhaps some issues when beating a long margin. The run prior at Kilmore was very good. Be surprised if one of those two isn't winning. 1 Guns Are Blazing can improve now second up after a hit out in the Avoca Cup. And 8 Entitled Princess getting up to 2,000 metres, maybe next best. 2, 3, 1, 8 in the Euroa Cup.
2, 3, 1, 8 in the feature. The 7th event on the program. This is a benchmark 58 over 1,212 metres. 12 through 14, emergencies not required here. Tab Fixed's favourite is Conniver, number 9 at 350. Swift Hit, 750. Rushford at 750. Lucky Rockstar at $7.50. French Star, 850. Go Jazz, 9. Nuke, an $11 chance with Yes Sir.
Yeah, happy to be with Conniver. I thought her first up run at Echuca was quite good over the 1,000 metres, and I think up in troop here definitely suits. She looked like a really promising horse sort of in her younger days and trained off a little bit last preparation, but if Rod Simons can sort of get her back to her sort of earlier form as a three-year-old filly, I think she'll be very hard to beat here, Conniver, and it could get her shorter than the market's got her at the moment, the 9. Clearly on top of the 2, Swift Hit, who's in a really rich vein of form. Ran a pretty strong benchmark 58 last time at Benalla behind Ballinger and really acquitted himself well with the 62 kilos. Comes back to a 0-58 and only has to carry the 60. He's racing in really good form. 1 Nuke has a great record at 1,200 metres and is getting fitter. And then we go to the 7 Kick. 9, 2, 1, 7 in the last.
9, 2, 1, 7. Best value quarter and play of the day, please, Trav.
Best bet, race 6, number 2, Rebel Racer in the Euroa Cup. I think he's extremely well-placed, and I think the 350 is a very good bet. Next best, race 7, number 9, Conniver. Again, just exceptionally well-placed in a pretty limited 0-58, and she can go on to better races than that. The Quaddy, race 4, will take a few numbers, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Race 5, 1, 2, 3, 7. Race 6, the Cup, the Euroa Cup, will just take 2 and 3. And race 7 will just come home with a 9, Conniver in the Quaddy. I think the play of the day, Brennan, might be taking Rebel Racer in to see what you think in the Ararat Cup, the Cup double today. I'm pretty keen on that galloper. I thought his win in the Mortlake Cup was very good.
Yep, he certainly was. Wrapping up another big 4 days of the Flemington Carnival. Trav, what did you make of the winner of the Cup in Very Elegant and the race itself?
I thought it was outstanding. I don't think we've had probably a better Melbourne Cup since 2005 for me, since Maccabi Diva. I think just in terms of the overall reaction post-race and 2 quality horses fighting out the finish in Incentivise and Very Elegant, and then, you know, Spanish Mission in 3rd. I think the VRC Racing Victoria would be very, very happy with the Melbourne Cup this year, and most importantly, it was all positive news after the race. So big tick to the Melbourne Cup this year, and a winner that will go down as one of the best, I would assume. Brendan, and Very Elegant, carrying 57 kilos. It was really something.
Certainly was. Espiona, we got our first look at her in Victoria on Thursday on Oaks Day. I was scratching my head thinking $1.30, this can't be right. But she lived up to that, and it's going to be interesting to see what height she can reach at this early stage of her career.
Yeah, it is. I've seen a couple of the ratings come through for that win on post day. Yeah, and they're quite high. You know, she's sort of rated as the best of the three-year-old fillies, Espiona. So you'd think coming back for the autumn, a race like the Surround Stakes would be a pretty quick goal for her, probably at 1,400 metres at Group 1 level, and then maybe she tackles the older mares. But yeah, she looks one out of the box, a real serious talent. So yeah, it was great to see some of those developing horses that we perhaps missed in the three-year-old fillies ranks through the Thousand Guineas and the Flight Stakes, but Fangirl and Espiona really turned it up during Cup Week, and you think they're going to be right up the top of their generations that would come in the autumn. So yeah, they were both big highlights of Cup Week.
James McDonald made Flemington his own. Many jockeys would live and do plenty of things to get on a good horse. He was able to ride some outstanding horses throughout the 4 days of the carnival. Home Affair, Very Elegant, Zaki and Nature Strip, and also Espiona. So four real top liners. How did you see McDonald's carnival, Trev?
Yeah, it's hard to sort of suggest any other word than exceptional. Yeah, he just come down here and sort of proved exactly his form in Sydney. I think if you backed McDonald for the last 12 months, you'd show profit. So it just shows you how, on any race, it shows you how well James is going. And yeah, it was a freakish performance, really, over the 4 days. So I had four winners on Derby Day and then a double on Cup Oaks and Stakes Day. He's just in another level, and it was great for us Victorian racing fans to see him, because there was a potential we weren't going to, and then yeah, for him to come down in Cup Week and absolutely dominate was great. And he's a good ambassador for the sport too. He's always up and about post race, and he has plenty to say. So yeah, that was obviously a real highlight, and for him to break the Cup sort of Cup Week jockey record with the 10 wins was quite special. And on Zaki, who I thought was terrific, I don't think he was at his absolute best from the mounting yard. He probably could have paraded a little bit better. He sweated up a little bit in behind. They've obviously had a few setbacks along the way, but he was terrific winning the McKinnon. And that was probably the biggest highlight for me for Cup Week, is we saw maybe the best list of Group 1 winners over Cup Week we've seen in a very long time. Some proper stars of the sport sort of shining on Cup Week, which was very good to see.
Away from the feature races, any horses that you're going to be following that are early on in their preparations and could possibly head to some of the feature Country Cups meetings or even Caulfield in 3 weeks' time?
Ooh, sprung that one on me there, Brennan, but I would think Warning's going to take plenty of beating if he heads towards the Zipping Classic after winning yesterday in the Queen Elizabeth. I thought he's just going in such fantastic form. They'd love Nashville Willow to probably stay down and ride him if he heads that way to that Caulfield meeting. Sort of thinking through the week, I thought some of the other great performances. Our Playboy is a horse I'd like to follow on the back up into the Cranbourne Cup if they head that way. I think he's a horse who's really going to hit his own once he gets to 1,600 metres, as we saw yesterday at Flemington. He's going to hold his form well, I think, this preparation. And then outside of that, I think there's a win in Mr. Cancun somewhere. He's a pretty lowly rated horse at the moment, and I thought he was very good behind Alcyon yesterday. He's probably one I'll follow in a lesser grade race.
Trav, thanks very much for your time this morning. Good luck with the Benalla Form Guide today.
Thanks, Brendan.